music from the Detroit area. Keep in mind, if you're unable to join us Thursdays at 5, you can listen to the Motor Live Drive performances at your leisure by simply downloading the podcast. And check out the Motor Live Drive MySpace site for a complete list of the bands who've played on Motor and a direct link to their shows. So if you're into live music, you're going to love the Motor Live Drive at 5. Thursdays at 5. At WHFR, we don't just talk about supporting local music, we're doing it.
Highway 61, the longest highway that I know.
Highway 61 offers nothing but the finest in a wide variety of blues every Friday from 2 until 6 p.m. I'm Joanne Korchenska, and I hope you'll join me on the cruise down Highway 61 every Friday afternoon from 2 to 6, only on the station Making Waves.
Traveling all the time.
Hi, Terrence Tyson, host for the Play It By Ear show. Join me every Tuesday from 10 p.m. until midnight, where you will hear some of the best jazz has to offer, from new releases and new artists to original jazz classics. Only on the station Making Waves, WHFR.FM 89.3.
WHFR, Dearborn. This show is pre-recorded. The opinions expressed on HFCC's Campus Connection are not necessarily those of anyone here at Henry Ford Community College. And that is Put Me on the Radio, otherwise known as the Campus Connection theme song, which can only mean one thing, Lindsay.
It's another fun installment of Campus Connection with Lindsay and Dennis.
That's right. It's August 10th, as far as everyone knows, and it's Tuesday. And this is, I don't know what episode of Campus Connection, but we are here.
Continuing.
We are on the campus of Henry Ford Community College in beautiful Dearborn, Michigan. And we have a lot of things to say. We always say that we have a lot of things to talk about today. Two of them are, we actually got out and about.
We did.
We left the confines of our warm and well-lit studio to be able to actually go out and visit somebody.
We ventured to the other side of Dearborn.
Yeah. And boy, are our arms tired. That's right. But to get started right away, first of all, how are you?
I'm fabulous.
Okay. I don't see you really, really well. I don't see you nearly as much because, as everyone knows, it's been well documented that you're on to bigger and better.
Yeah, but we did get to hang out at homecoming together.
That was so much fun.
Dearborn Homecoming was a success once again, and Henry Ford Community College has been working along with the city of Dearborn for pretty much, I think, the 25 years that we've been on the air.
Yeah, we've been on the air, and of course, that was the 31st annual homecoming. We talked to the mayor on Friday, as well as the chief of police and the fire chief.
Yes.
And we just, it was a lot of fun. The weather held out. It wasn't horrible at all. It got a little bit warm, but nothing unbearable. And
a little bit warm.
And yeah, okay. Well, I was there usually in the mornings, and it hadn't heated up yet, so I was pretty comfortable.
It was nice.
It was very nice. Let's get in because we have these interviews and the things that we're going over. Do you want to start with what's in front of you there?
I do. I would like to say that Dearborn Homecoming means one thing. It is the end of summer. Unfortunately, summer is coming to an end very soon here, and fall registration has begun for Henry Ford Community College,
right.
And classes start Thursday, August 26th.
That's when I start.
That's when you start.
That's when I start. That's the day the newspaper comes out.
Yay.
It's a day. Yay. There's a, yeah. I don't even want to get into that. And then it's also the day of all my classes start. And of course, you have a little bit of a delay. You're after Labor Day, right?
No, I'm September 1st.
Oh, are you really?
Yes, I'm September 1st.
Okay. Well.
So you do mention real quick, you said the paper comes out on August 26th.
Mm-hmm.
And
in a perfect world, sure.
And, well, and this paper that Dennis is the editor of is going to be available all over Dearborn.
It is. It's
so
not
I don't have to come here to get it since I'm no longer a student.
You know, no, you don't.
No.
No.
Right. Great.
Well, no, I mean, that's a really...
No, I love coming to this campus.
That's a good question. Yeah, I was going to say, we want you here.
Yeah.
No, but the paper will come out every 3 weeks. It's a set schedule. Sure, we like to do more, but, you know, budget and all these things allow for it to come out 12 issues throughout the two semesters. So we've figured it out. That's every 3 weeks, August 26th, and then 3 weeks later. But like you said, it's not just going to be on campus anymore. We noticed that sometimes we have extra copies, and it's silly to just recycle when we can... give them to
distribute
people.
Distribute them around exactly. the neighborhoods.
So it'll be like, if you ask me right now where exactly they will be, I honestly couldn't tell you because we are working, it's ongoing, we're working with people. We can't just assume they're going to let us put them there.
We can throw a teaser out there, though, and say that our September show will probably have a lot more about the Henry Ford Community College's newspaper.
We'll have a lot more about the paper.
Yeah.
Plus, when school starts, automatically we have more things to talk about.
Yes.
I mean, honestly, right now we could tell them, yes, the parking lot is coming along nicely.
Yes.
But I would rather talk about...
We want to get into this.
Yeah.
The parking lot, yeah, everybody's interested, and it is coming along nicely, as you said. And
yeah,
that's
but that's
about,
enough, right?
Yeah, that's enough. It's coming along, and it's going to be beautiful once it is finally done.
All right.
Henry Ford Community College, though, offers more than 100 university transfer and associate degree career education programs right here at Henry Ford Community College. And something very, very exciting is going on. Me and Dennis earlier today had the opportunity and the great pleasure to hang out with two really interesting... What am I looking for here?
Well, I mean...
There's big things going on, and it has to do with all the way up in the UP,
right.
Coming down here to Dearborn.
Exactly. We don't have to go to Lake Superior State.
Exactly.
Lake Superior State University, right in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, on the right on Lake Superior. They actually have a program worked out, not just with us, it's with other colleges, and this also is something that's in the very beginning stages. But we'll be able to go to Lake Superior State by doing the first years here, not just two, but 3 years here at Henry Ford. We should probably let our new friend Eric explain it.
Yeah, I really don't want to say too much about this.
No, but check this out. Listen, it's we actually went to the campus, Lake Superior State's campus in East Dearborn, and we talked to them. They gave us a tour. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a brand new program, and all the details are in this interview. So please take a listen, and we'll be back after. We're here with Eric Dubitsky and Steve Quinlan, kind enough to join us on the Campus Connection. Thank you. And when I say here, we are actually at the Advanced Technology Academy, which is a school chartered by Lake Superior State University.
That is correct. And a 1,200 student charter school here on the grounds.
Okay. How did this, let's take a couple steps back. How did this idea come up? Because off the air, we just talked a little bit about the fact that not that long ago, this would have been a sacrilege. It wouldn't have been,
right.
Just wouldn't even been thought of for you to come down. What are you, you're in the Sioux,
right?
50
right.
miles north of the Mackinac Bridge?
Right.
And now you're down here just outside of Detroit.
Right.
How did this all come about?
Well, I believe this discussions have been working for about 2 years now about bringing this down here. And one of the biggest issues that brought this about was the demand for college graduates is higher than ever, and the need is not there. So looking at our market up in the Sioux and who was coming up to the Sioux to go to school on the main campus is different than down here in Dearborn or Wayne County or Metro Detroit. People just didn't want to leave. They didn't want to leave here. They wanted to stay here. They wanted to be part of this community still, not go all the way up the Lake State. It's not for everyone up there in the cold, cold weather. So
yeah. Well, it's not that cold, is it?
I was up there in January, and it was about -8.
Oh, gosh.
So it's cold.
Okay.
Definitely saw the need there for students to complete their degrees and do it at a very cost-effective rate for them. I will mention that Lake State does have some of the lowest tuition rates in the state. Public or private institutions. So that's definitely something that we use as a selling point, but within that we don't lower our quality of education with that tuition rate. It still stays a high quality education. So,
But that in itself, if that stood alone, that'd be wonderful. But what you're talking about here with a program, and I guess that's something that we need to address, is that
right.
You're actually tying in existing programs from Lake State with Henry Ford Community
right.
College.
Well, we are we partnered with Henry Ford, one of our first partners, because Henry Ford has such a quality reputation for education. So building on what these community colleges have already done, these phenomenal programs they have built, in the last even 15 years, the quality of community college has increased so much, and taking the program they've completed already at their community college level and streamlining them into a bachelor's completion degree.
Okay.
So you can come in and do a 3+1 model, 3 years at Henry Ford, finish your final year with us at LSSU Dearborn, and you know, make it a seamless, easy transition.
Well, it's very, and it's right away. If you are in this area, you're eliminating that the room and board costs.
There you go.
And they're substantial. I get that.
And if you're working here, you have a job. It makes perfect sense. Not everyone can just up and leave and go to college for 4 years or.
Right.
5 years, or they may have a family now, and they can't just go be a traditional college student on a campus and live in a dorm and, you know,
right.
do college life.
Now, we do know, though, that this is not for every program. If somebody, we were talking about some of the things like Lindsay and I are involved in, we're in the telecommunications program, which is an associate's degree program at Henry Ford, and then she's moving on in September to Wayne State for, it would be, what's the title of your
Media Arts and Studies.
Which was the old communications,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It was like, that was what the old model was for communications, but you don't have that right now. You're limited to several.
Right. Well, right now we have criminal justice and business, and additionally, in the spring, we're going to roll out geographic information systems, and in the fall, computer networking web development. But one of the things that we're looking at is meeting the demand of our population. So if there's something out there that people think is a good program that's going to be a relevant program in the years to come, we would love to speak with them and see what we can do to work on that program, building on, again, what's already in place, and then bringing that program down here and writing the curriculum and working with our faculty in the SU.
Sure.
And that's what we did with these other programs. You know, really, they brought them down here in about a day and a half, 2 days. They had something hammered out, and they just had to work out the fine details.
So let's take, for example, the hot thing here in Michigan because of the tax incentives is, in fact, film.
Right.
I mean, film production is. I mean, it's going on around us right now.
Right.
Is that something that should that be sustained in this area that you would consider?
Yeah.
And obviously, I have selfish motives for asking that because that is the area I'm headed.
Right. I definitely think the film industry, as everyone can see, I just read an article today about how celebrity sightings in Metro Detroit have gone up, and people are, you know, twittering about seeing Ashton Kutcher. So,
really,
as you can tell. It is an industry. It's working. People are filming here. And it's definitely something we want to look into and put that under the umbrella of the communications media fine arts program that Lindsay's involved with and go from there. So it's definitely a program, and you know, we want to meet that need. If there's a need there and we think we can deliver that curriculum, we would love to do it.
So how would somebody, if they're the let's say somebody right out of high school, or no, you know, nowadays they don't even have to be, let's say me, Dennis,
right. Dennis.
Coming back in school, it's 2 years ago, and this program exists, would I go through Henry Ford, would I go through you, is there a special program?
What I would start with is seeing what's available at Henry Ford, because that's where you're going to get your start, and seeing what option is best for you with Henry Ford. So for you, Dennis, when you came back, the communications, media arts was where you were looking to go.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, you knew that going into this, the program was 2 years, maybe 3 years, depending on how long it took you. So I would go out and see, well, what's my option going to be after I complete my degree with Henry Ford? And that's where I would start, is see what exactly you want to do with yourself after you've got the associate's degree.
So you're saying that the new students out there, new being 18 or 38, mm-hmm. whatever, the Henry Ford is still where you would go first. So
yeah.
Explore that. You know, that makes a lot of sense, because 3 years from now, who knows what your programs are
right.
going to be. Yeah, that's a really
and
good
additionally,
point.
It makes sense because Henry Ford is our partner in this. We're not going to go out and offer the first 2 years, because the resources to do that are already in place.
Sure.
Why rebuild it, you know? We have it here, and let's build upon it and finish it here. Keep people in Dearborn, keep this community vibrant, and keep it going.
Okay. Through this particular facility, like down here, and when I say down here, we are at, we're on Oakman, just south of Michigan Avenue. Thanks. This is the, a lot of people in the area and our listeners will know it as the old, wasn't it, Davenport?
The old Davenport campus. Yeah.
The old Davenport campus.
And before that, the Detroit College of Business.
Detroit College of Business. And we're actually across the street from the actual campus.
Dennis, the original Henry Ford Community College was housed across the street. Now we're you might not know that. We're going way old there. That's probably the 50s or 60s even.
We knew that, didn't
old
we?
Old school.
Lindsay, you remember that, don't you?
Yeah, we're the ambassadors of the school.
Yeah, we know everything. Ask us something. Whatever we don't know, we make up, Eric.
Seriously. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. That's good radio. No, seriously, though. So, I want people to know where we're at, just how convenient it is.
Yeah.
Because it really is. I guess my question beyond how somebody would get started is they have to make decisions, right?
Right.
I mean, when they decide to go to Henry Ford Community College, one of the first things that we tell people, because we've done this before, is counseling is great and it mm-hmm. has its purpose, but the reality is talking to department heads and other people involved in the different programs, that's really where you get a lot of the information. Counselors have a real good broad stroke, a brush with the material, but your department heads are really going to know. So isn't that a really good time to talk to you?
Yeah.
I guess what I'm saying is not everything's going to transfer. It's good to know, so
no,
it's not wasted time.
You know, everything won't transfer, but it's important to have a plan.
Yes.
When you're going to go back to school, whether it be 18 years old or I spoke with a lady in her 60s who wants to go back to
really?
School. Really? So, and just personal reasons, she wants to finish. But whatever you're going, whenever you go back, you need to go in with a plan. Don't go in and just start taking classes. To take classes, go in with a plan, see where you want to go, see what you like. And from there, you can build on that and really get your skills to the best. Use your skills to the best way you can. So I would say speak with me. Go speak with your deans and professors at HFCC that you're with currently. Or even if you're not, try and speak with people who work in the industry. That's another great
it's a great, resource.
Great tool. I'm sure, Dennis, you've spoken with people in radio. And Lindsay, you yourself included. Or whatever radio, TV, film. Any sort of communication that they're using. You
Ashton
guys
Kutcher, spoke. That's who we usually call
him. You go to Ashton. Yes, yes.
Right,
you have him on speed dial there.
No.
No, okay.
No, you're right. And that is the plan, and obviously a degree of flexibility as we learned
right.
as older students.
Right. Oh, of course. You're going to have to be flexible and things will change, but know that there is a a finish line out there additionally. And it's not as hard as people think. You look at it, it looks monumental to start. But as you can probably attest to it gets easier and easier.
Absolutely.
And, the once you get into it, it just starts flowing easier. So
Lindsay and I are here with we're at Lake Superior State University. Actually, would you call this like a satellite?
See, regional center.
A regional center.
Regional center in Dearborn.
Here in Dearborn, we're with Eric Dubitsky and Steve Quinlan. Steve, what's your whole thing in this? What's your not your take on it? I'm pretty sure you support it.
Sure.
But what's your role?
My role here at the Academy is I'm the Director of Institutional Advancement for the Academy, and really what my role is to create business partnerships with the business community and to create opportunities for funding that would not be available through normal channels such as tuition or...
Like a financial aid type?
Right, in terms of raising scholarship funds for students going to the Academy.
Scholarships, yeah. So you do have a scholarship program of some sort?
We're working on one right now. With the LSSU program coming down to this part of the state, we want to come up with a dedicated pool of funds to help students make that transition from Henry Ford Community College or from Schoolcraft to the LSSU site. Financially make that more viable for students.
So you are working with other colleges. I mean, obviously, more than just Henry Ford.
Mm-hmm.
Will similar situation where they can have three plus one?
Similar. It all depends on the student and looking at their transcripts individually is the best way to answer that question.
Okay, that's fair.
You don't want to put a blanket statement over every student.
No.
It would not be fair. So.
No.
Yeah, but we're not just working with Henry Ford Community College exclusively, although we do have the formal articulation with HFCC that we just completed.
Well, it would make sense for other schools, not only community college, but it would, I mean, using your this program as a model, I would think mm-hmm. a lot of other schools might consider this too. And I do know, I want to say Central has an agreement and there's something worked out in... And maybe in Oakland County, they have a regional.
They do. I believe they have a couple campuses here in Dearborn, if I'm not mistaken.
In Dearborn? Okay. I have the blinders on. I know. Henry Ford and Lake Superior State. And that's
okay.
It.
Sorry.
And as this grows, this is a question I had in addition. Well, go ahead. You had something?
No, go ahead.
I was just wondering how you're marketing this. Because being at homecoming is huge.
Yep.
We just learned about this. So
yep.
that the marketing, whatever you're doing, it for in this instance, worked. But I wondered how that you're getting the word.
Well, our marketing is we've contacted the news media, had our word with them and spoken with them. We've looked at some advertising with different forms of communication, and we're looking at costs and if that's going to be effective for us. Additionally, one of the things we've built ourselves on is word of mouth, and we've prided ourselves on that. So that old adage, you treat one person well, they're going to tell three people, you treat one person bad, they're going to treat 20. So our hope is that we'll get some students initially who are ready to test the waters and try us out, mm-hmm. and we'll build upon that, and they'll realize that the programs we're offering will be successful. So right now we don't have any sort of real marketing put in place. We have a plan of where we want to go and what we want to do, and it's just executing that plan right now.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, with the Advanced Technology Academy, the high school students that are there, do you guys do dual enrollment for them? Are you helping them get their foot in, maybe helping them get into Henry Ford or getting them right into LSSU, or what goes on for the high school students?
Yeah, for the high school students, we actually have a dual enrollment program with Davenport.
Okay.
Our high school students can enroll in classes while they're at ATA and get credit through Davenport University so that when they come out as a senior graduating from the academy, they can have up to 30 college credits to their advantage yeah. as they move forward to...
That's your first year.
Exactly.
That is awesome.
Wow.
Exactly.
That's a huge savings right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Where is Davenport now? I mean, I don't see that.
Their regional campus is in Livonia.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Well, we're also... Davenport has helped us on the regional site for Lake Superior State. They have also been a supporter and a partner in that. And we're looking to expand their role in that too. But that will be something that comes along here shortly.
You're creating win-win-win-win-win situations.
Yeah, what kind of schedule is LSSU running for, like, people that transfer? I mean, is this their evening classes, weekend classes,
yep.
maybe?
Well, we're actually doing an innovative thing called, essentially we call them hybrid courses. Semesters are 7 weeks long on average, so you're not going to sit there for 13 weeks and go two nights a week and just kind of waste your time. Get it done quick. Learn the information. Absorb it quick like a sponge. We're going to do... nights, there'll be some weekend classes. We actually have some professors coming down from Lake State to teach on weekends, which would be pretty cool. You wow. get a guy driving in January down from the Sioux and missing the snow.
Cancel classes.
Yeah.
we do get snow down here. You're
yeah.
aware of that, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Eric,
yes.
is your idea of coming down here? I'll work down there, but to get away from snow, and it's going to
happen. Well, actually, I'm actually from Dearborn, too.
Okay.
So I'm for that, sure. but we have some DVD delayed courses. We have some live streaming courses. We just invested in, I believe, eight?
Eight distance learning setups.
Distance learning.
Which is, I can take a camera. You could be anywhere in the world, and you could teach me live in a class.
Oh,
so
conference, teleconferencing, sure.
Teleconference, but they're watching the classroom, so if you're in the corner, they can see you raise your hand. I mean, you may not see all your classmates there because you could be
right.
in Tulsa, Oklahoma,
right.
learning from a guy in China who is also teaching a guy in Dearborn.
Okay.
So you could be all over. You may not see all the other classmates you have, but you'll hear what they're saying, and you'll be able to see them on the TV. So or the board or whatever they're using it as their medium. So definitely pretty cool. Setup that we have there.
That's really cool. Very impressive. Yes. I've never heard of that before.
I know.
Yeah, it's really neat.
It's a new software. We've been working with a company out of somewhere in Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio.
They've been working with us. So.
Developed the technology. We're actually investing over $1 million in the technology in the 8 sites here on campus to give us that capability of teaching and having the students come into this site or teaching from this, emanating from this site. Throughout the entire world.
It's a whole new model. And you know, the 7 weeks, I've been reading a little bit about the schools that specifically teach online, and that's their model, is 7 weeks. And it's been proven, at least in the online world, in the virtual world, that is far more effective, like you said, to get in and out, less time wasted.
Right.
It's more intense, too, when you're
right.
online. Obviously, you have that, so it's like one big take-home task.
Right.
You know, you have that there. So I think things do move at a much faster pace.
I agree. I think, too, with that setup, you also can finish quicker because you can take two courses at once and get four in a semester, or you can even take three and, you know, get six in a semester, two sets of three courses and get six in, whereas opposed, you know, you might, with work and life, you may be able to juggle two courses at a time.
So how is this so new that you haven't had anybody graduate with a bachelor's yet after this program? This is that new.
This is the first fall. So any students that come in will be able to tell their grandkids they're the inaugural graduating class from the Lake Superior State University site, Dearborn.
How's enrollment as of now?
Well, we've had some definite people who've been very interested. Mm-hmm. It's looking at their transcripts, looking at what they want to do, and building on that. Rome wasn't built in a day, so the program's not going to be built in a day, but I can assure that every student that comes here will be treated fairly, and they'll be educated, and they can walk out confidently saying that they have taken a very rigorous academic program.
And at what point I go to school now, maybe you have a program already set up for me to do the 3+1, 3 at right. Henry Ford. I really don't have to know that until after my second year, do I?
Right.
Okay. But at that point, I make that decision because obviously I'm taking more classes there than I would have, right?
Right.
When do I start the process of actually applying to Lake Superior?
Well, you can. It's that's a good question.
Told you I'd get one good question.
You don't have to technically be enrolled to be a student. So you could be finishing your last one or two course at Henry Ford and be taking one course here at the Duck as well, which is the Dearborn University Consortium Center. We call it the Duck, so everyone knows that.
Okay.
You could be taking one course here to get yourself jump rolled and get going. So you want to start looking at transferring and what's available to you and what you're ready and eligible to take probably for your second year, Henry
okay,
Ford.
Okay, so yeah. So, I mean, it's not that much advance notice. You know, and let's face it. Okay, at my age, no, I plan things out a little better. I know what I'm going to have for dinner on Thursday and everything. But when you're younger, you don't know that stuff.
No, not at all.
So, I mean, and you change. I don't know how many times you guys changed degrees, but if you're like me, it was probably more than a handful. And you're like, I want to do that. I want to be an astronaut. Right. No, I'm going to be a lawyer. Yeah, right?
Right.
So I guess that's a huge advantage if you can wait.
And work with your counselors at Henry Ford, too. They know about this program. We're working on doing some programs with them for them to get more information about it, so they know about this. They can definitely help you navigate your way through.
That's cool. Well, what do you anticipate average class size?
Well, right now we're set up to about 10 to 15 per class, so great size. If our plans take off, we've scouted some sites around the area to expand. We have a plan ready to go should the enrollment take off like we think it is. And without playing our full deck of cards, this is something that we think will take off for the area and for the region.
Okay.
So,
well, got us excited. We couldn't get over to the tent enough. But then again, somebody told us you were giving away free corn dogs, so that's why I went over.
Free corn dogs.
Yeah, but they weren't.
They were the little tiny mint flavored corn dogs we actually had were those.
They did have the cold. You did have the coldest water that we could.
We did.
That was absolutely awesome.
We did have the coldest water.
We're talking about at homecoming. Yeah. Did you any other questions?
No, I actually covered everything that I
really
was going to ask. Great. Yeah,
Jen, anything you can think of?
No.
All right. Well, Eric Dubitsky and Steve Quinlan, both from Lake Superior State University, which is working on, or actually it's already in place. It'll just evolve from here, a program with Henry Ford Community College where people can literally get a bachelor's degree by doing 3 years at Henry Ford and then 1 year at you call it the regional center.
And what I would tell you to do is give me a call. My number is 313-625-DUCC or 3822, or you can go on to lssu.edu/admissions/regional/Dearborn and navigate yourself and get in contact with me.
That's awesome. All right. And that's Eric Dubitsky, Dubitsky. We look forward. I would like to follow up with this and see how the first, maybe we'll talk again in a few months and see how this is going.
Yeah, definitely.
Gentlemen, thank you so much. Thank you for being on the Campus Connection. That was Steve and Eric from Lake Superior State University. Lindsay and I were up there earlier today.
Up there? We weren't up there. Dennis is leading you on. We were not up there. We were here in Dearborn.
There were steps.
At the Advanced Technology Academy campus in beautiful East Dearborn on Oakman and Michigan Avenue.
there were steps. I had to walk up steps. So it was up there.
Yeah.
What did you think? I mean, we have to keep in mind that this is brand new. This is something, a program that hasn't even put, I mean, it's effectively being put in place right now.
Yeah. Well, as of now, they just have two programs, pretty much two bachelor programs that are affiliated with what's going on here at Henry Ford Community College.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really optimistic that it's going to grow and there's going to be a lot more programs that students are doing here at Henry Ford that are going to transfer over and they will be able to get their bachelor's degree in things like telecommunications.
Which we did bring up, absolutely.
We did bring up. I don't know, don't quote me on this, but maybe, you know, there's some opportunities for teaching in there somewhere, mm-hmm. you know. There's.
Yeah, I heard that too.
I think it's going to grow. I think it will grow a lot. Nursing, medical, right now it's pretty much the business world of business degrees and marketing and stuff like that, and fire science and criminal justice.
But there, I guess if you were to base the success, you know, projecting the success of this on their enthusiasm, I think they're going to do really well. Because
yes,
seriously, Eric,
not a doubt in my mind.
Steve, these guys were like really very passionate about what's going on here.
Not a doubt in my mind. And they seem very excited to work along with Henry Ford Community College. We are, you know, one of the best.
We are. And it's a brand new program. Best, yeah. But speaking of new programs, Lindsay, nice segue.
Henry Ford Community College is actually offering another new program. It's the 21st Century Technical Communications Program. And it's a little different from the kind of communications you and I have done here at Henry Ford Community College.
Actually,
it's a lot different.
Well, it's a lot different, but it's what I always thought of as telecommunications. Because in an earlier existence, 100 years ago, the reason why I quit school the first time around was to take a job in telecommunications and not being on the radio or TV.
And this particular program, I guess, is more of a trade. Uh-huh. It's a 31 credit hour certificate in the field of internet and cable running and cable telephone installation and repair and customer relations and sales and stuff. And there's actually three different concentrations that you can choose from.
Right.
One of them is an infrastructure concentration. Another one is a business business concentration, and the third being technical concentration, where you'll be learning networking fundamentals and routing protocols and all this really, really, really technical stuff.
So the first one is basically probably like from a construction standpoint.
Well, it's designed to train you for a future career in information and communication technology with a focus on expertise in infrastructure and installation project management.
Okay.
So it's pretty much a management, a lot of business classes, a lot of how do I say this? It's going to be teaching project management. There you go.
Organizational skills. But this is okay. And then the next one you said was a focus on the business part of it. So maybe sales would be in there.
Very much so in marketing. Marketing and sales and customer relations is going to be in the business concentration.
Okay.
Whereas the infrastructure is more management on project and, like you said, construction, working on the field and being out there with your hard hat.
Very hands-on.
Given your, you'll be the foreman telling this dude that you got this dude.
Yeah, that dude.
Yeah, that's where that cable gets run. Wow, yeah. I'm real professional.
Yeah,
today,
that's
aren't I?
Obviously you took this class, right?
lunch? This is brand new, exactly.
And the last one was technical aspects, and that might be the actual installation.
Yeah, and that
troubleshooting.
One, that one is interesting. Students that complete the technical concentration, they are eligible to take the Cisco Certified Network Associate Certification Exam.
That's kind of a big deal.
It is a big deal. It really is. I don't know a lot about it, but I do know it's a big deal. And if you are then eligible to take it, then that's awesome. That's even another wonderful thing going on here at Henry Ford Community College for you to get involved in. And I do want to stress that you can do any three of these concentrations, and it can kind of help you to work towards an associate's degree. When you finish these courses, you will get a certificate of completion.
Right.
You will not have a degree. But the students that complete any of these concentrations can apply all credits towards an associate's degree through Henry Ford Community College. And they will just have to take basic Henry Ford Community College's placement test. And if appropriate, take the developmental courses that are needed, like your English and your general ed classes.
Whatever is necessary for the degree to round it out.
Exactly.
But these are like the program or degree specific classes that you're talking about.
Yes.
No, I'm very familiar with the Cisco program here. I mean, Cisco is like it's like one of those things that if you get involved with it, there's a job waiting for you at the end. I know that it's a big deal.
It actually has three asterisks by it. It looks important.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what you base things. It's either very expensive or very important.
Right.
And nothing here is very expensive, so it has to be important.
Very important. Very good point there.
Yeah.
I do want to say the sponsors for this, though, is also the Michigan Alliance for High-Tech Skills Training. Okay. And AT&T and AT&T affiliates with Henry Ford Community College. AT&T is pretty much sponsoring this, and that's really big for Henry Ford.
Yeah,
AT&T's
that's awesome.
Kind of a big company, if you didn't know.
Yeah, they're a couple. You have a couple employees.
They're like on that Forbes list.
That's right.
Yeah, for being like successful. Yeah.
So in addition to the I'm going to move us along. In addition to these classes here, this brand new program that we have in place, we also have an existing program that's been doing pretty well. It's in the theater. Help me out here.
We have a beautiful theater here.
We do. In fact, I took a theater appreciation course.
Did you?
Yes. Jen and I took a theater appreciation class. And in fact, the gentleman who we're going to hear in a minute, his name is Chris Bremer.
Mm.
He was our instructor. He's also a director, which is, it's difficult to be a director in anything, you know, as you know, like in some of the film classes we've taken.
Yes.
Everybody wants to be the director, the actor. These are very, like, difficult and very competitive jobs. Well, it's no different in theater. In fact, because there's far less theater productions put on every year, especially in our area, I think it's safe to say that Chris's job, his full-time job as a director of the Jewish Ensemble Theater in West Bloomfield, is a job that's very coveted, highly coveted. We talk about the upcoming play, which is Suburbia, and it's pretty detailed. So I was hoping that we could just run right into that.
I'm excited to hear this.
All right.
So, let's hear it.
So listen, I'm going to be watching.
I'm going to listen.
Take a listen. We'll be back after this this interview with Chris Bremer. And I'm here with Chris Bremer. Chris, you're a professor here in the theater department, and you also have a full-time gig elsewhere. Can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Well, presently I'm the managing director at the Jewish Ensemble Theater in West Bloomfield. We're one of only 7 professional theaters and located in metropolitan Detroit. We use professional actors and designers. Out at our theater, we have a 7-show main stage season this year we'll be producing. And it's very exciting. I'm very pleased to have that position, as well as come out here and teach. That's actually the real fun of my life.
What, the teaching part?
Yeah.
No, tell me about that. You haven't been doing this very long. In fact, I get the impression that the class that I took with you this past spring may have been one of your early ones.
It certainly was. Actually, I had not taught a theater appreciation class ever. Ever, yeah.
Okay.
So,
If I'd have known that then, it would have been a little different story. I could have, made your job a little bit more interesting.
No, you made the job plenty interesting. Well, don't worry about that.
Thank you for saying that. I think you're just being nice.
No.
Well, and you were talking about the theater appreciation. How do I wear this? In your job as director, that's teaching every single day, is it not?
Well, yeah. I mean, you're teaching every moment that you're directing, right? I mean, basically, you're trying to elicit certain performances out of your actors. So you've got to sort of lead them, teach them where you want them to go, where they need to be emotionally, where you want them beyond physically, and as well as, in their environment, where they are supposed to fit in. So, just as you have to teach in different ways to get to your students in a classroom, you're doing that same thing when you're directing a play. I mean, you've got to be able to say, okay, well, how do I get to this person, right? You look at your student or you look at your actor and you're going, okay, well, what is it that's going to elicit that emotion that I need from them? Or with a student, how do I say this so that it imprints on them and they get it, they understand the concept?
And I can see many parallels. At the same time, I see a huge deviation in that when you want me to remember who composed the most music for musicals on Broadway, that's a very cut and dry type thing, black and white, if you will, as opposed to you get kind of intimate with some of the performers. Mm-hmm. Knowing which buttons to push and things like that. Would you say that's fair?
Yeah, definitely fair. But I would also say, though, that when we were trying to get you to remember who had created the most musicals for Broadway or who did the most writing, what we try and do is still try and make it work personally for the student, okay? Well, I would ask, well, what were your favorite musicals? What musicals do you remember?
Right.
And in general, they'll pick that up. They'll be like, oh, yeah, I remember that one. Okay, that's who that was.
And that's an association,
exactly.
Sure. Okay, that makes total sense. And I think to a degree you're doing that, the same association, like you just said, with an emotion. Because let's face it, some of the actors, especially some of the young people, may not necessarily have experiences that are on par with what you're talking about.
I call that the baggage, yeah. A lot of younger students don't have the baggage or the life experience to go along to allow them to just sort of pick out and portray the feeling or the emotion of what's going on. But they've felt an emotion that is very similar to that. And so now what we try and do is get them to, you know, sort of recreate that or reassociate that with the emotion that they've had and how it is, you know, right next to the emotion that this character needs to play. This gets a little involved. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, no, right. At the same time, I think we all, like, inherently know that when we're watching something on stage that they're, obviously, people are portraying characters. And I think a lot of us, and I'm included, I've done some very limited, but some theater, and I watch, and I'm like, I'm in awe of a really good performance.
No, we all are.
And the ones that do it right make it look easy, don't they?
Oh, absolutely.
So there I go, going, oh, if you can do it, you know, and it's not always the case.
No, it is not always the case.
Okay, so you're at the Jewish Ensemble Theater. You're also teach here, and I know that you have you're going to have more classes in the fall.
But we have a great slate of classes that if anybody's interested in taking. Through the theater department. If you're just interested in sort of an overview, the theater appreciation classes are great. If you've ever wanted to try your hand at acting, we've got Acting 1 classes. And those skills that you would garner from an acting class, those are life skills. You know, being able to get up in front of people, being able to have the confidence to speak, to relate to people. You know, those skills are not just, oh, I'm going to be an actor and use them for that only. No, those things you can use in your career.
Job interview?
Whatever you want.
Anything.
Yeah, absolutely. No, yeah. Absolutely.
So when you're putting on that face, and we're not talking about being another character or lying or manipulating people. We're talking about just being something other than in your comfort zone for that, for whatever time those skills would come in handy. And if I'm not mistaken, public speaking, speech class is required for a truckload of different degrees.
Oh, it is. Absolutely.
I'm wondering if acting would be, they would say, well, you know, we can use that instead.
I don't know. I don't know that it actually transfers over.
Right.
I think you still do have to take the public speaking. But the skills, the thinking on your feet, the relating to another individual, to understanding characters and motivations, why people are doing things. I mean, these are the things that you'll explore in acting. Those are extremely useful in your just life.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so that little bit of psychology of understanding why people do what they do, why they think what they think, why they're telling you what they're telling you.
Why I forgot my wife's birthday. An acting class would have really come in handy, wouldn't it?
It would have, but I don't know that it would have done any good.
No, you've obviously met my wife. Can we talk about Suburbia? I know that
absolutely.
Our show. Our listeners know that we recorded ahead of time. It is not actually Tuesday at 1:10 or whatever.
It's not.
No, it really isn't.
Okay.
But the Suburbia is August 19th through the 28th, and we'll tell people what they can do and ticket prices and things like that. But can you tell us? I have a blurb here, but I'd rather not read about the play. I was hoping that maybe you could share a little bit of info about the actors too.
Well, it's really a very it's a gritty play. I mean, this play really explores the angst that most late teens, 20-somethings feel when they're caught in what may be, what they consider a sort of no-win, dead-end situation. I mean, this play explores these, you know, nine people who feel trapped and no way out. So they're dealing with issues of depression, alcoholism, sex, drugs. I mean, these whole really sort of brutal but honest and real issues that most people face when they're that age.
Oh, absolutely. Now, is it set in current time?
Yes, it's today.
Okay.
Okay. And it's set, you know, in fictional Burnfield, Massachusetts or whatever.
Anytown, USA.
Exactly, okay. Exactly. So, you know, they could be the kids from Dearborn, kids from Sterling Heights, kids from, you know, suburban Dallas. Okay, so it's really it doesn't hold back any punches. I mean, so if you're offended at all by language, you're offended at all by sexual situations, don't come see this play.
Okay.
Okay. But if you, and when I first read this play, I thought, okay, is this just all gratuitous? I mean, what are we just getting up there to, you know, just do this stuff?
Right.
Now, Eric Bogosian, who's the author here, he really uses the real extremes of life to really make a point here. Mm-hmm. And so there really isn't, there's nothing gratuitous about this. It really is a very touching and eye-opening sort of look at, you know, how our youth feels today.
Yeah.
And for the youth, it's, you know, really begs to ask you the question, you know, is this the path you're on? Is this where you're going?
Right.
And do you, you know, is this where you want to go? So I
so
would,
do you think so? Do you think that'll cause a little bit of self-reflection?
I
mean, if
so.
Somebody's paying attention.
If they're paying attention, it certainly will.
And it did
because
for
they
you.
Can, yeah, they can certainly identify with all any one of these characters. There's everybody is in this play.
Okay. Well, nine people, yeah, would seem to. Now, all right, it sounds like a Breakfast Club type. I know not on that. It's probably on a much deeper level, and a lot has changed in 25 years since Breakfast Club came out. You know what I'm talking about
with
John Huston.
It is, but, you know, the fact that a lot of the issues of who we are and what we're doing with our lives.
Especially at that age.
Yeah.
That doesn't change,
because,
does
I mean,
it?
No, it doesn't. I mean, it's really universal. It's like, where am I going to go? Who am I? You know, we're not quite formed adults yet, mm-hmm. but we can see the prejudices and the thinking that has been inbred upon us at an early age, and how is that going to, you know, translate out 10 or 15 years from now with these kids? You can look at every one of these characters and go, okay, that's who that person's going to be.
Yeah.
That's who this one's
yeah.
going to be. And so it's really a very, very... It's a wonderful piece, and I feel pretty blessed. We've got some nice actors, and these students are doing a nice job with this show.
So. Yeah, now, so another part of your job that I don't envy is the casting. No, I would think that would be assuming a relatively, you know, a high, what do you call it, a good group of people, participation-wise. I'm mm-hmm. looking for a lot of people coming out to be in it. You have more to choose from. That makes your job quite a bit easier. And I would think if you have enough people to choose from as far as casting, that would make your job really fun.
Well, it does. It does in essence, but it also can make it very difficult, because if you've got two or three good people for a role, it's who do you choose? Right.
Right.
Okay. Who's going to be the best for this role? Because lots of times when they're coming in and auditioning for you, as the director, you're blind, right? Because unless you've worked with this person before, or perhaps have seen them in another type of performance or another performance, you don't know that if you're going to be able to get the performance that you need out of them. So casting is critical. You know, I've said this for my whole life, that a director's job, casting is 90% of what you do. If you can cast the right actor in the role, you're going to have a good show. But it's not just one.
No.
Okay, in this show, there's nine actors.
Yeah,
so you better be right 9 out of 9 times.
And enough people have to come out so you can fill that. Yeah,
exactly.
I do. It's so, yeah, I thought it would be, the problem would be if you didn't have enough people, then you're forced to.
Right.
No, at least you know where you stand then. Right? If you have, yeah, okay, I'm glad you're doing it, not me. So Suburbia, kind of graphic. This, just the name sounded familiar to me. I hope I pronounced this right. Is it Eric
Bogosian?
Bogosian.
Mm-hmm.
Of Law and Order fame.
He's on Law and Order. He's actually on a show on Broadway right now. I can't even remember. Oh, it's currently running. It's, I can't even think of the name of the show. I apologize. But he wrote Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll.
And we'd be like, all right.
He wrote the play Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. He wrote the play Talk Radio. He's a really prolific writer, as well as a really nice actor.
Well, he was in the movie, and that's what I was getting to. Mm-hmm. He was in the movie Talk Radio. Not a very happy ending, folks. But
no.
At the same time, a real interesting, you know, at the time I saw it, I had no really idea that I would be sitting in front of a microphone. You and I talking about this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, radio has always fascinated me when I watch that. And of course, it's about shock radio.
Oh,
talk
yeah.
radio and how he goes to the extreme and belittles people and whatever. And I just, that it was a very powerful movie to me.
It's a wonderful, and if you ever get a chance to see the play, because he wrote it as a play first, it's very, very powerful. Actually, we did that play at University of Detroit back in the early 90s. And most of the times when you see that play done, they'll cast, 5 or 6 people, and they'll play all the different roles. Well, we did it a bit differently there. For every caller, there was a different actor who came up on stage and
really?
Portrayed these people. And you really got an idea of how, I don't want to say messed up, but how many divergent and different opinions there are of people out there. And, you know, there's a certain amount, you've got to respect those,
mm-hmm.
but gosh, there's some really misguided individuals
well,
out there.
Too. Yeah, you know, and the thing is that the irony is that radio plays a part in why they're misguided, because mm-hmm. the media is a big culprit, you know.
Community.
Well, we've talked about this, and that's why I'm really proud of our station. I know you've talked about our station in really mm-hmm. positive ways. That sure, we're non-commercial, we're independent, but we're alternative. And we do things a little differently, and it makes it a lot of fun.
Well, it also, you know, is a fabulous resource for the community. The fact that you're not beholden to advertisers and gee, we got to say these things because this is what has to happen. No. Right? The fact that you would even come on and talk to us about a show that is sort of on the edge, suburbia, then it really says a lot about your championing of diversity and the ability to see that, you know, we can have a lot of really cool things happening that aren't quite the norm all the time.
No, I agree, and I'm as much as proud as I am at the college. I should take that further and say it's the people that make the decisions, because they don't tell us what to say here. They don't even say this is what we'd like you to say. You don't have to say it this way, but you know, they're like, okay, you're on your own. Of course, they may not agree with our opinions.
Yeah.
They may not agree with a lot of the things, but at least they don't say it. And of course, we respect.
And they don't censor it. They don't censor it. And the fact that. That's something that is very important to me, and I suppose that's one of the reasons that I even got into this sort of business or this calling, is that art, and theater especially is art, but radio is too.
Mm-hmm.
Art should not
be...
Not
the way I do it.
Art should not be censored. And the fact that the administration would choose to tackle a tough subject like addiction and abuse in... With substance
mm-hmm.
in suburbia says a lot to the fact that, you know, we respect our patrons, and that we think they can make good decisions, and they see what the art is for what it is.
That's really well put, because I feel the way you said that, but I don't know that I could have put in those words. And I do. I have to appreciate them even more. You know, when you're in front of the microphone, and Lindsay and I do this, once a month, sometimes twice a month, and then I do a regular show on weekly too. It's just, I take it for granted. You know, I'm here, and I'm like, but this is such a great opportunity for me, and it's leading to a lot of good things. Not the least of which is becoming more familiar with your program. You told me earlier that you have auditions coming up for something else, and our listeners may be interested in that.
Absolutely. This theater, you know, not to like toot all of our horns.
Please toot your horn. Seriously, that's why you're here.
The theater department at Henry Ford Community College is unlike any other community college theater department in this state. I mean, we produce 4 shows annually, and we're producing big things. And we're producing things that are on the edge, too. So for 20 years, they have done a theater for young audiences. So we've brought in elementary school students throughout Wayne County for 2 weeks of matinees in November for the last 20 years.
No
They've
kidding.
Seen things from Anne of Green Gables to Tokoloshe to, 20 years, I can't remember all
right, of them. Right, no, I get the idea. Okay. Right.
And so this year, we're going to be doing a Secret Garden.
You know what? When you told me the name, it didn't click. Yes, mm-hmm. of course that's... And there's the theme song right there to another.
Exactly. I'm sorry. I'm being called by the theater department.
This
I apologize.
This is awesome. This is actual radio, folks. Yes. See, we can't make that up.
There it is.
Tell me you have a couple minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so please finish. Secret Garden Children's Theater.
So we're going to be auditioning for that in right as the semester starts here. So look for it'll be – I don't have the exact date, but if you go on the website for the theater department here, you'll be able to find that. Also, if you check the McKenzie Fine Arts Building, we'll be auditioning probably in the third week of August, right as school gets back in. And you can take this the production class and be involved in this show. It's a fabulous opportunity. We'll take as many. Yeah, I know it's buzzing. We'll take as many of you. We don't turn anybody away, and it's a great experience. You know, when I was talking about the acting classes, well, if you've ever wanted to see, you know, from the backstage or how something like this happens, or even just want to be a ham for a few minutes on stage, this is a great opportunity for you. And I'll tell you what. You'll learn a lot. You'll learn a lot about life. You'll learn a lot about acting. And you'll learn a lot about yourself.
How many people are you looking for Secret Garden?
I believe this is a cast of about 20.
Wow.
In this zone.
Different ages. All
ages. Okay. All over the place. So.
You don't know the exact, but you say right when school starts. I know August 26th is our first day of school. Do you think it's that
the end of that week and the next week for auditions?
Yeah, I want to say it's right in there. I apologize for not having the date
well,
memorized.
Well, the beautiful thing about this, Chris, is this is recorded, I will get that information after our break.
All right.
Whatever.
Sounds
good. Yeah, and I'll get that for everybody. In the meantime,
but that's not the only one, you know.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we're doing a Romeo and Juliet.
Now, I'm trying to wrap this up. You do not have to walk out the door.
Not real soon, but I'm going to have to give this guy a call back.
Okay, so let's talk about this.
But a Romeo and Juliet we're going to be doing in April of next year, so that'll audition in December.
Right.
And it's the Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. So if you've ever had a desire to do the classics, I mean, this is a fabulous play to get involved in. Jerry Jablonski is going to be directing that. And Secret Garden is going to be directed by Judy Fletcher Barber.
Okay.
So, you know, there's a lot of opportunities to perform if you're interested, as well as work backstage. I mean, you know, we've got a TIFF grant that just came through for the auditorium. We've just put in over $100,000 worth of lighting equipment in here. Some really cool technical and backstage stuff that you guys can learn if you're so interested. Also, as I said, there's a lot of places for performance in Romeo and Juliet as well as Secret Garden. If you ever wanted stage combat, I mean, you name it, we'll put you to work. And
so there's a lot to do for anybody interested in those. Suburbia, as theater goers, the show times are Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. All right. They're not over here because, as we're talking about, we're renovating the theater over here. So our performances will be at Henry Ford Centennial Library.
You know, I saw the one act plays there, and I'm going to tell you, Chris, what a great setting! Very intimate.
Oh yeah.
You're right there. You. I'm not going to say you feel like you're part of it, but you feel like you're in the. You don't feel like you're just watching performers on a stage.
No. You're involved. The intimacy involved in there is wonderful. And this show, Suburbia, will. It's an excellent show. They'll knock your socks off. I mean, you'll be right in there with these kids in that parking lot of the 7-Eleven.
All right. And that's August 19th through the 28th at Henry Ford Centennial Library. That's at 16301 Michigan Avenue, Dearborn. Everybody know, right by the police station, yep. By the courthouse. Mm-hmm. Show times are Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 8 p.m. Tickets are $12 for adults, $10 for students with ID.
Mm-hmm.
There's a number here for ticket price or for information and reservations. 313-845-9817. That's here.
Correct. That's right at the college here.
845-9817. Yeah. I have an email. May I give them yours?
Please, absolutely.
This is Chris Bremer's email. He's the director of this, and he's got, if you've been listening, he's got a lot going on. Chris Bremer from he's an instructor here, adjunct faculty here at the college, as well as he's a managing director mm-hmm. of the Jewish Ensemble Theater in West Bloomfield. His the best email address for him is C.T. Bremer. That's B as in boy, R-E-M as in Mary, E-R at hfcc.edu, C.T. Bremer at hfcc.edu, and you can get tickets at the door.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for taking this time with us.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, so. You know, I mean, and you speak clearly, and you're an intelligent man, so we're definitely going to have you back.
Oh, well, thank you very much, and I hope to see you out at the theater. Make sure you bring your lovely wife.
I definitely will. Okay, my wife? Oh, okay, I'll bring my wife this time.
You're in trouble, man.
Chris, thank you so much.
Thanks, Dennis.
Good luck.
Have a great one.
All right.
Bye-bye.
That was Put Me on the Radio, and I want to thank Mitch and Dennis. Quick little,
you're welcome. Little
thank you there. Oh God, I did it, Mitch.
Right, we rehearsed
Mitch and
that.
Anthony, yeah, we did rehearse that over and over again. Mitch and Anthony. No, really, Mitch and Anthony. Thanks a lot, guys. I know it's you, and Dennis is just, you know,
taking credit where he doesn't deserve.
He's.
I do that all the time for a show. Great show. I go thanks. What do you think of Mr. Chris Bremer?
Great.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And I do believe, and gosh, you know, I'm not even going to say it. Never mind.
No, you have to now.
Well, because I really think that he directed The Christmas Carol last fall here at Henry Ford Community College. I do. I really believe that he did. And if he did not, I apologize.
But if he greatly. Did,
but
good
if
job.
He did, good job. And if he did not, our next installment of Campus Connection, we will clear that up. I'm going to make a note of it.
You know, we say that a lot. There's a lot of questions. We
a lot
still
of things we're going to clear up.
We don't know who wrote Christmas
in
Michigan.
What was our motto?
Whatever we don't know, we make up.
That's right. This is Henry Ford Community College's Campus Connection with Lindsay and Dennis.
I thought that we were going to keep that in the down low.
All right. Well,
what do you got there?
we're coming to an end of the show really soon, aren't we? So I would like to give a big... big push for the Dearborn Farmers Market is still going on, and it is going on until October, right,
mm-hmm.
Dennis?
October.
Yes. October 29th will be the last Dearborn Farmers Market. It goes on from 8 to 1 in the parking lot of the Buddy's Pizza behind, like, next to the Bryant Branch Library, right there in between those two spots. And really cool things are going on there this Friday. Henry Ford Community College's Faculty Nursing Division will be there doing free blood pressure screenings and information about how to prevent the spread of infections.
Cool.
Very important. And the following Friday is, this is right up your alley, Dennis.
What's that?
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Drum roll. Henry Ford Community College.
That was a lame drum roll.
Yeah, it was. Well.
You know what? I've been at homecoming all week, and all I hear is that siren from Alpine Bobs.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Oh, my
gosh. I can hear the fireworks. That's it. Fireworks and Alpine Bobs. August 27th, Henry Ford Community College will provide an Italian cooking demonstration.
Tell me more.
Well, that's all that I really have. You have to go see the demonstration, right. And I'm sure that being an ambassador of Henry Ford Community College that you are, you'll be able to get a free sample as well.
Oh, you know it.
I know it. I do.
And I have a fake glasses and a nose so I can get back in line again.
Tell somebody else. You could try that.
You don't think they'll fall for that?
You could try it out.
You know that?
You could just ask twice nicely.
All right.
You don't have to, do the... You don't have to lie about it, Dennis.
Really?
Jeez, you don't have to be devious.
Okay.
No.
My way's
also fun. Going on that Friday, though, this you cannot eat. It's a Play-Doh activity for children offered by the staff of Henry Ford Community College's Child Activity Center.
You cannot eat
the Play-Doh.
You never ate Play-Doh?
Well, yeah, but I don't anymore.
Oh.
And that's why you can't.
Right.
You're too old to do that now. We are grown up. We cannot eat Play-Doh.
I don't care how hungry you are.
But the children that aren't so crazy about the Italian cooking demonstration, they can have all the Play-Doh that their heart desires.
Yeah.
So you can have your meatball.
And pasta.
And pasta.
And they can have Italian Play-Doh.
Yes, Italian Play-Doh.
All right. Now, that's the 27th?
August 27th, yes.
Okay.
And August 20th. I'm sorry. We're going to have to back up real fast because I skipped this one. Henry Ford Community College Wellness at Work Program. There's going to be tips on how to stay fit and healthy.
All right.
Which is always, a big priority and thing I do in my life.
Well, it's a big deal for me right after right before, Italian cooking.
Well, no, it's right before Italian cooking.
So it's good that I learn it, right.
Learn it, and then you go and you forget everything.
You eat everything, then you go in the car and do crunches.
Oh, gosh.
Okay? We have like a minute. What
this
else?
This is it. Register. Fall registration. You need to register right now. Right this minute. Go on. HenryFordHFCC.edu. Register for your classes. Come here to the college, to the campus, Evergreen and Ford Road in beautiful, sunny Dearborn.
5101 Evergreen, yep.
And register.
The reality is that a lot of classes are full. Here's the thing. If there's enough demand, they won't always, but in some cases they will create more classes if they get an instructor and things like that. So it's not, what I'm saying is it's not futile to say, oh, I wish I would have got there sooner. Try.
No, if a class is full, then you can always find one that isn't.
HFCC.edu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go to school.
That's it. Yeah, go to school.
Go to school.
And by the next time you talk to us, the lovely and talented Lindsay will be a new student at Wayne State. I'm sure you'll have stories.
Thank you, Dennis.
About that. We're proud of you. Very proud of you.
Thank you.
And that's really, seriously, all the time we have. So I want to say thank you. Thank you to Chris Bremer. Thank you to Steve and Eric from Lake Superior State.
And we will be back on September 14th.
September 14th. Happy birthday, Corey. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Corey. That's
20
right.
Today. That's right. And everybody have a wonderful, safe month. Look for the paper, August 26th. It'll be somewhere. If not in Dearborn, then on campus.
Wonderful.
We got everything straight now. Thank you so much and have a wonderful, safe month, everyone. Listen next month.
WHFR, Dearborn.
WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Thank you so much for joining me this Tuesday afternoon. I'm your host, Jeff, and you are listening to One Chord to Another, playing new and slightly used indie rock and pop Tuesdays from 2 to 4 p.m. But this will be my last Tuesday afternoon here because One Chord to Another is packing up its things and